Morning Watch, Day 4. Noah, Daniel, and Job. Patterns of living and overcoming life on the line of life to fulfill the economy of God. Week 1. Living and working according to the vision of the age to change the age. Related verses. Genesis 6:16. You shall make an opening for light for the ark, and you shall finish it up to a cubit from the top, and you shall put the entrance of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third stories. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father. Acts 26:19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 John 1:5. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Romans 16:17. Now I exhort you, brothers, to mark those who make divisions and causes of stumbling contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, having this ministry as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. Ephesians 4:3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. Related reading. The ark was of three stories, the lower, the second, and the third. The first, second, and third stories signify the height of the ark. The three stories of the ark signify the height that we all must attain. Undoubtedly, the three stories of the ark signify the triune God. Concerning the Trinity of the Godhead, we always say, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Which person of the Trinity is the first story? It is easy to say who is the second, but we all know that the Son is in the middle. But is God the Father or God the Spirit the first story? In Luke 15, we find three parables. The shepherd recovering the lost sheep, the woman seeking and finding the lost coin, and the father receiving the returned prodigal. According to our experience, the Spirit first came to us, found us, brought us to the Son, and inspired us to believe in the Son. After we believed in the Son, we called, O Father. The Spirit brings us to the Son, and the Son brings us to the Father. When we come to the Father, we are in the third story. The Gospel of John is a book of the Son, and the first epistle of John is a book of the Father. In the book of the Son, we have grace, but in the book of the Father, we have love. Love is higher than grace. In the Gospel of John, we have the truth, but in the first epistle of John, we have the light. Light is higher than truth. The Gospel of John is good, for it brings us to the Son. The first epistle of John, however, brings us to the Father. We all must go on from the Son to the Father. The first story of the ark is of the Spirit. We all must go to the Spirit in order to know the Son, Christ. To know Christ is different. It is higher. Someday, we will all reach the story of the Father. This is the highest, greatest, and most mysterious. Suppose I have a residence of three stories. If you are not my special friend, I would only admit you into the first story. If you are my good friend, I would admit you into the second story. However, unless you are so intimately related to me, I would never bring you into the third story to show you some of my mysteries, secrets, and hidden treasures. In the ark, there was one opening toward the heavens. That was a skylight. The Hebrew word for opening has the same root as the word for noon. This means that when you are under the opening, you are in the noontime. You are in the sunshine and are full of light. Whether you are in the first, second, or third story is proved by the degree of light that you have. I have seen a good number of fervent Christians. In a sense, they were on fire, but they were not so much in the light. I have also met some other dear saints whose presence made everything clear. I had many good times with Brother Nee. Whenever a person sat down with him, all his darkness vanished, and everything became clear. In his presence, it was noontime. What story are you in? The more light you have, the higher you are, and the less light you have, the lower you are. There was only one opening in the ark. Today, people argue a great deal about different ministries. I do not care for the number of ministries. There is only one opening and only one light. The Apostle Paul said that we must reject the teachings that are different from what he preached and taught. In God's economy and in God's church, there should be only one opening. The light should not come from the north, south, east, or west, but from the sky. In the building of God, there is only one opening, one revelation, and one vision. The light comes from above.